Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we're going to cover the state of everything right now. And it's all a mess right now. It really is. And please, as usual, like these videos. Please, I've got hundreds of videos you can take a look at. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, and I will cover him a little later. But first things first, guys, banks are shrinking right now. If you don't think that there is a banking problem, you are kidding yourself right now. In the last quarter, deposits, first of all, that left the banks were $174 billion left the banks, went to, you know, investment funds, brokerage accounts, people stuck the money in their mattress, but it left these big institutions and went other places. For the first time in history, okay? We are seeing people like Jamie Dimon sell his stock in his company, something he has never done in his run as leader of J.P. Morgan. Think about that. You know, one thing that's fascinating is that I can't verify this yet, but, you know, Warren Buffett sold tons of stock, but there's a rumor that he could have been front-running his stock, which you're not allowed to promote something and then sell it. So there could be an issue there for Warren Buffett in the coming months. So we'll see if that plays out. Isaac is a farmer, and Isaac has sent me some really, really good content. First thing first that's kind of funny is he said, hey, I met my wife on farmersonly.com, the dating site. I thought he was kidding, okay? There is a dating site for farmers. And I thought it was a joke until I went to the site. So you want to meet some farmers, go to Farmers Only, okay, and check that out, which I thought was hilarious. But what's not funny and shows you the state of where everything's at right now is Isaac talked about his crop and being a farmer. And one thing that people don't realize is that you finance the seed, you finance the fertilizer, you finance your labor basically in advance. You basically go out and get enough money to make sure that you can plant and make sure that you can have a full year of crops. Well, think about this right now. This has gone through the roof right now. And he was telling me that the interest rate right now has gone to 9% to do this. Guys, it's doubled, okay? You know, you have higher interest rates for certain businesses. For that industry, it's 9% right now to go finance that. A farm. Now, the farming industry is completely upside down. This is why, you know, our beef herd is completely off. This is why we're getting beef from Paraguay right now. And again, to slam this, the safety concerns that we have here in the United States are just a little different than places like Paraguay. Okay? You know, go eat canned meat, go get a canned chicken, go do your own thing. Don't feed it to people. Okay? My late girlfriend used to know, because she ate a lot of organic stuff, who was truly organic and who was not. And as a law professor, she would get furious when restaurants would say everything's organic. And then she would ask them who the farms were, and she would know that these ones weren't. And yes, it was insane. And yes, the waiters would get angry at me and not her. So I could tell you funny stories about that forever. But the lunacy of this. Now, Sacramento County, they have a problem with theft in Targets. So what did they do? They called the sheriff. Hey, listen, we want to start getting the sheriff involved with these people stealing. So Jim Cooper is in charge of the sheriff's department, and he was furious. Furious because Target says, hey, listen, this is how you're going to arrest these people. This is how you're going to treat these people. Now, by the way, these people are criminals. These people have been caught stealing. And no. We don't want these people, you know, accosted in the store. We want you to take them out back. And like the sheriff said, what happens if it rains? We're out in the rain to deal with these people? This is the lunacy of this. He went to X, or what used to be Twitter, and posted this online. But there's a great story about this because this is Looneyville, guys. You know, hey, we need to treat these people with respect, and we did not give them a hard time and not, you know, have them be embarrassed, shoplifting, embarrassed. We don't want to deal with that. You are going to see more and more businesses close because of theft than you've ever seen ever in the next few months. You know, along with the JCPenney story that we talked about in the last video, the one that was sent to me was a story of Macy's and JCPenney's of will they make it through the holidays? Okay? You know, so we're going to find out. They both have had a massive amount of stores that have closed. There's a great story below on this. But again, what's real, guys? Are they going to make it? Is it good? Are they upside down? Who knows? Okay? You have to look at this and take it for what it is. And understand that everything is off right now. The car market is lying to all of us. Every single car company is lying to us, telling us how great everything is right now. The only guy that I really think is selling anything, but he's not, I don't think he's making money, is Elon Musk right now. Now, car auctions right now, it is crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy how these cars that people paid too much for are going back to the bank. And the banks then try to auction them off and cannot auction them off. Oh. Don't they just want to pay more than it's worth? No, they're not. They're not. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. You know, we all grew up with that ridiculous food pyramid that told us what to eat and what was good for us and what was bad for us. And we found out as we got older that it was completely ridiculous. Now, when you get older and you realize that, hey, you gain weight and you just seem like you can't lose weight and you've got issues with your gut and issues with your joint pain, Dr. Gundry, who is a famed cardiologist, couldn't lose weight. He would did a low-fat diet. He ran miles and miles every week and could not lose weight. He finally researched eating properly, and he changed his diet and started to eat things that were healthier. And if you go to the link below, which is gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan, and click on that link, you will see a video from Dr. Gundry on what is the proper way to eat. Because let's face it, as we get older and we have our gut problems, we have, you know, our belly size is increased, joint pain, you know, there's things that you can do about this. And if you eat properly, that's all you need to do. It's not a matter of taking prescription drugs. It's a matter of eating right. And Dr. Gundry's put together a great video for you. Check it out today. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan, and check it out today. Use the link below. We are seeing major problems with the airlines. The service has gone to zero. It is horrible. It is cattle. You know, when you hop on an airplane now, unless you fly on something semi-private like JSX or one of the private places, it's awful. It's just a horrible experience. And the thing that floors me is that people save money for like a legacy trip. And what I mean by that is, hey, it's my wife and I's 30th anniversary, Dan, so we wanted to step up and buy, you know, a business class ticket to Singapore or to wherever. And then they get bumped by somebody. And there's a lot of stories that are sent to me about that where people are just disrespected. Wait a second, I paid for this, okay? And I paid thousands of dollars more to get this access, and you're giving it away. Sometimes they give it away to the pilots too, so which is horrible. But American Airlines, great article below about how they're in a tailspin right now because they're losing money hand over fist. Now, I want you to think about this. During COVID and during 2020, we gave the airlines $60 billion of our money, $60 billion of our money, and it was squandered, and they didn't fix anything. You understand? They just lined their pockets with this money. They didn't do anything with it. They didn't change the procedures. How do we get ourselves more profitable? We got a windfall. No. They took advantage of us. Do you understand? And the PPP loans and all this stuff, there was a guy out there, and there's a great story below about how one guy went out and bought himself an island with his PPP loan money. He's spending 5 years in jail right now. You're not allowed to do that? Okay. Okay. Now, are they catching up to these people? Yeah. Do you wish it was faster? Oh, yeah. But is it coming down? Yeah, it is. So PPP money that they fleeced all of us for, okay, is having problems. But American Airlines, name an airline right now that you say, oh, it's giving me great service. The other thing right now is that in Congress, they want to get rid of things like bonus miles and perks with your credit cards. If they do that, what is the point of having loyalty to an airline, to anything that you get money from? What's the point of that? And because they said it's not fair and how people are getting charged and how people that are merchants, when you swipe one of these cards, you have to pay more for it than if you didn't know about it. I mean, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Again, Elon Musk seems like he's the only one selling cars right now. I'm telling you this right now. I've covered this in the past over the last 6 months. You're going to see cars drop to the floor. You're going to see things. If you are patient, you're going to be able to buy anything that you want, whether it's heavy equipment, it's expensive cars, homes, anything. You're going to see this. There's already been a problem with the real estate industry where people are like, wait a second, why does the buyer's agent, when you walk in and you get pre-qualified and you sit there and you look at these houses and I want to go see the house on Elm Street, why are you paying this agent all this money to be what, to follow you around? Okay, Drayton Ney, who's now on YouTube and on TikTok, is a great guy. That guy is talking about how, you know, it's ridiculous that we're paying these people's agents. And now agents are saying, you know what, we're just going to have a flat fee up front when you call us for our services of $10,000. Okay, crackhead, you're going to sit there and pay an agent $10,000 to show you properties. I'm telling you guys, find them yourselves. Get your own lawyer, and this is going to dramatically change. You will see. Let me finally get to the Elon Musk story that I keep evading. We have heard about this Cybertruck for years, guys. What, 3 years now we've heard about it? And it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Well, I guess it's actually going to be delivered within the next 30 days, but you have to sign something that states that if you sell the car within a year, that you will pay a liquidated damages charge of $50,000 and you will get sued for it and you will be able to collect it. Tesla would be able to. Think about this. What this states is that you're not selling this car. You're going to agree that the car will not be sold and you will not resell it. Now, because what's going to happen is because of you Tesla nuts is that you guys, I'll give you $100,000 more for it. You'll see stuff like that. Well, wait a second, Dan. If I could get $100,000 more and Elon's only going to sue me for $25,000, you know, $50,000, whatever it is, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do that. So, I mean, you know, you're going to see this. Anyways, it would have to be worth it. To get the $50,000, you know, you'd have to do the math on it and have it be really worthwhile. But again, there's a list of people waiting, thousands of people that want that car. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out in the coming months. Zoom. Okay, remember, during COVID, Zoom was the only thing out there. Zoom was the way to go. There was a point in time that Zoom went up $100 in one day, stock price did. Well, how quickly they fall. Zoom is having trouble and Zoom has to basically reorganize and have a new game plan because there's other players in the space and it's not doing as well as it did back then. So Zoom is changing. And again, you know, it's what we're seeing, sign of the time. Blake is a landlord, and Blake says, oh, Dan, I know how to fix the problem. Remember the last video where the guy had had the house in Washington State and rented it out to the kook that went out and then listed it on Airbnb? I've had a lot of people write me. They said, listen, this guy should go and rent it on Airbnb and move back into his house and not leave, which would be a great idea. if you could do that. I wonder how much you'd have to pay to do that. But then he would take possession of his own house again. Okay? Wouldn't that be awesome? Blake came up with an idea, says, no, Dan, I've always solved this problem. I don't know if this is legal here in California, so I'm not giving you this advice. Don't take my advice on this. Blake says, Dan, on my rentals, I have all the utilities in my name. It's just that simple. You don't pay your rent, you don't have electricity, you don't have water, you don't have gas. Okay? Now, I don't think that would fly here in California, okay, with liberal kookaburras, okay? But share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. What do you think? You like Blake's idea for that? I mean, I love the ingenuity, you know? I really do. So we are seeing huge problems with theft still in these stores. A CVS store in Washington, D.C., they can't even put toilet paper out because people just walk in and steal it. And I am telling you guys, enough is enough. So what they did was they have pictures of toilet paper, like in a case. Oh, yeah, I want the 12-pack. Can you bring it to me? And they have it locked in the back. Okay? Imagine the warehouse space for toilet paper. Imagine the waste of space for that to keep people out of there. Is that insane? Is it just that's just where we're at right now and the lunacy that we're putting up with. And nobody's getting arrested. Nobody's getting tried, you know, and convicted of these crimes, to say the least. So mansions here in Los Angeles are not selling. So there's a brand new thing. You want to, instead of buying this place for $13, $14 million, why don't you just rent it for $150,000 a month? Oh, that's a great idea, Dan. So great story below about how you can rent a mansion for $150,000 a month. Now, I knew somebody that did this, okay? And Derek was a successful guy, has a house in Oxnard. And, I knew this guy for 10 years. And then I realized, oh, he goes, yeah, meet me at my rental house. I'm like, oh, wow. So I met him at Oxnard. And this was a few years ago at Christmas time, between Christmas and New Year's, a branding expert. And he gets paid a lot of money to do branding deals. Like he got a deal with a watch company where they paid him $25,000 a day. And he was going to give me advice on my conferences. And he says, listen, I've got 4 hours on this date. Drive up to my house and meet me. You bet. So sat down and talked. But we were in his rental unit, and it was between tenants. And I'm like, well, what do? Do you rent it out? Oh, I rent it out for 90 days. The longest you can rent this place for is 6 months. One of the Rams coaches rented it. The actor rented it from him. But people, hey, I'm on location and a shoot in Los Angeles. Nice place, but he gets top dollar for doing that. And he liked it. Well, what do you do when it's vacant? Well, it's cleaned up, and it had very little furniture in it, just minimal amount of furniture, and people can bring their own stuff in, but they've got a nice, clean house, nice tile, nice things. But you can rent a place on the beach in Manhattan Beach, which is beautiful. It's a really nice beach for $150,000 a month. What do you guys think about this stuff? Do you think this is the future of these high-end properties, selling the stuff, instead of selling it, having it sold? Again, things are broken right now. Things are not good. Business is not good. Business is not the same as it was. Anybody that's doing well is selling something negative. They're either in the repossession business, they're lawyers that are dealing with crime, dealing with divorces, bankruptcies, things like that. Let me know. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. The first one is the F1 race in Las Vegas. Think about this. No one associated with F1 looked at a calendar and then a weather report to say, hey, what's the weather like in the middle of November in Las Vegas? What's freezing, guys? It's anticipated that it's going to be between 30 and 40 degrees the night of the race. Okay, there's that. But think about this. 2 months ago, if they would have had the race in September, it was 98 degrees, guys, when I walked out, two months ago. So completely different weather report, okay? So also F1 apologized for the disruption to the city and how bad it is as far as the construction. And they said this is, a lifetime legacy project that we're building, and with that, it's going to be an investment for the future. There's a lot of things, guys, that are temporary, grandstands and businesses and buildings and things like that, that are getting ripped down 3 weeks from now. So it's going to be crazy, guys, to see how this works out and how, if it's going to be profitable or not. The next thing is Steve Ells. He's the CEO of Chipotle. He's starting a new company that's going to be vegan-based, okay? And it's going to have robots only at Chipotle. And it's called Kernel, like, you know, kernel of corn, okay? So he's going to start it in New York City, and he's going to have, at the peak, 3 employees in a location. The rest of it will be robots, and you will have nothing. You won't have a big staff, and we'll see if it works, okay? Final story is to talk to you about how bad things are right now. La Puente School District here in Southern California, LA County, it's east of Los Angeles, 15, 20 minutes, okay? They're closing 4 schools right now, guys, because of low enrollment. They cannot make any money in the school district, so they're going to get rid of schools right now. Is that crazy or what? So again, the state of everything, how bad everything is in the economy, that's what we're dealing with right now. So please don't forget to like the video. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.